After tomorrow, when you write a check to your physician, or your grocer, or anyone for that matter, that money may disappear from your checking account right away. That's because the Federal Check Clearing for the 21st Century Act, better known as Check 21, goes into effect. It allows banks to use digital images instead of transporting paper checks around the country. The banking industry predicts it will save billions. Consumer groups warn it could cost bank customers in higher fees and more bounced checks. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Write a check and it travels by car, truck, and often by plane before it's deducted from a bank account. One stop in a check's journey is at a private clearinghouse or a check processing center run by one of the country's Federal Reserve banks, like this one near Chicago's Midway Airport.
So I'll take you back here where the original check comes in the door.
The processing center looks like a mini post office as Vice President of Operations Mary Sherburn walks through. She points to carts of checks, to employees stamping and labeling bundles, and to the high-speed mechanical sorters that spit out 1,800 checks per minute into designated slots for various banks.
We have a number of shipments throughout the night where we're going to other Federal Reserve districts, where we're flying items. And then in the morning, like from 7 o'clock on in the morning through about 11, we have outgoing ground transportation.
Each day, banks transport more than 100 million checks. It is an expensive, labor-intensive process that will change dramatically. John Hall, a spokesman for the American Bankers Association, says as banks begin to use electronic images to process checks, the system will become more efficient.
Check 21 brings check processing from the Pony Express era to the computer age.
It is a law, says Hall, that was spurred in part by the September 11th attacks.
With 9/11, planes were grounded for a number of days. Therefore, so was the check processing system. It was ground to a halt. No one's bills were getting paid and their deposits weren't getting paid. It really showed that there was a need for check processing to go on no matter what should happen.
Under Check 21, consumers who still receive canceled checks may start getting photocopies of legally binding substitute checks with their bank statements while their paper checks are destroyed. The Federal Reserve estimates processing costs could drop from $8 to $6 billion a year. Good news for banks, but Gail Hillebrand, an attorney with Consumers Union, says electronic processing will decrease the float time it takes for a check to clear from several days to a day, or in some cases, a few hours. She says there's a key reason why consumers should be wary.
Check 21 doesn't deal with the deposit side of the equation. It doesn't require banks to shorten those hold periods that they put on our deposits. So your money's coming in at the same rate as now, but it's going out quicker. And that means you may face a risk of bouncing a check, even if you've never bounced a check before.
Co-workers Arlene Raymer and Gwinetta Bullock say they've never bounced a check, but they have concerns about Check 21. They talked with NPR at the end of their workday at Kiefer School in Peoria, Illinois. Raymer certainly thinks banks will profit from Check 21 by charging additional fees.
At $25 a pop for people that bounce, who don't have the money, the funds in the bank.
Have you ever had to float a check for a little bit or hope that...
In my younger years, yes, but not for a long time.
I'm considerably less money wary. I just did it Tuesday. I mean, I had a guy come and fix my furnace, and I wrote him a check, and I said, are you going to the bank with us tomorrow? And he said, I can hold it one more day if you want. And I said, yeah. I said, the check goes in the bank at midnight on Thursday. I said, so you give it to your company whenever you think it's not going to get there before midnight. So I still do it.
Consumers Union has started a petition drive asking banks to suspend bounced check fees during the early days of Check 21. The American Banking Association's John Hall says that's not likely, but consumers shouldn't panic. Hall says the change will be gradual. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.